Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Friday, May 13th, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Hermit, and this one comes to us from the Lowrider Dachshund Tarot by artist Melissa Wotherspoon. As we inch closer to the full moon, total lunar eclipse, blood moon, flower moon, all the other names that it has in the sign of Scorpio, we have today the moon in Libra. And the moon will be trine Saturn in Aquarius. You know, this is a good aspect for this card because it really gives us a better ethic when it comes to the pursuit of our goals. And this card is a lot about goals, right? You know, also being guided. So I've been telling you guys that, you know, sometimes things don't always turn out the way you thought they would, but you ultimately wind up where you need to be. I often find it interesting when we consider what guides us, okay, and how we choose. We have today a conjunction between the Sun and the North Node in the sign of Taurus. And as you know, the North Node is all about direction. There will be another tomorrow with the North Node, and that will be with Mars sextile the North Node, and Mars is in Pisces at the moment. So, you know, when you look at this card and you consider, you know, the magnitude of, you know, what's going on, there is so much, and goals are very much front and center right now. The North Node is all about the direction that you're taking, not the one which you are leaving behind. I think the Scorpio eclipse on the 15th, 16th, whatever it is in your area, is going to help take care of that part, okay? But this is about where you're headed. And sometimes with this card, it's also indicated that maybe you need even a little bit of alone time just to be alone with your thoughts. They could be a little confusing at the moment because Mercury's retrograde, and I know you really need to get to the other side of this, to the other side of the eclipse, to the other side of, you know, the Mercury retrograde. So where does that put you? Probably put you at about mid-June where things are much clearer and you realize what's going on. But to have these two very good North Node aspects here to help you can be quite amazing. You'll notice that a lot of things that you're thinking about at the moment, or that you feel, you know, situations are being presented to you for review, they have a lot to do with various relationships in your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is, you know, definitely about where you are headed. Now, the Hermit always carries a lantern. It's like a guiding light to show you the way. It's not a very bright light, mind you, okay? I always think of it as, you know, that light at the end of the tunnel. Because when you're in an eclipse season that also contains a Mercury retrograde, you are in a big freaking tunnel, okay? You need someone to guide you to the other side of it and to get you there. And that's what the Hermit is here for. Because the intensity of everything that's happening right now may be a little bit mind-boggling, okay? But I'm here to tell you that there are some powerful, wonderful aspects happening this month which will really help you to get to where you need to be. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.